There we go. Hello. Hello, everyone. My name is Jack. I'm in Ohio. I'm Gen Z. I'm progressive. I'm proud. I'm passionate. And I am standing up for what is right. It is nice to meet you all, and it's nice to be with you here. This is my third episode I am recording. I have a trailer out. I have a pilot episode out. I have a second episode out, and I'm very excited to be here. I am just an Ohioan. Thank you so much for listening. We finally got some intro music established, which is really cool. I was not able to play it live for the people watching on TikTok right now, but once I get this all finished, y'all be able to hear it. It's so cool to have intro music now. I made it myself. I have no idea how it's gonna go. It might be silly. It might be, who knows? But we're here, and this is very exciting. So I am here to not just express my thoughts as a progressive Gen Z Ohioan, but I want to do my best to advocate for what's going on and bring coalition partners together. Because there's so much discussion happening right now about, oh, what organization is going to do what? How are things going to come together? Quite honestly, we all need to come together no matter what to face what is coming. Now, I don't know about you all, but I'm very nervous and not too happy about what's going to be coming January 20th and on. I'm worried about our activism. I'm worried about the people who are really hurting right now. We have a lot of minorities who are worried about what's coming on. I myself, being the LGBTQIA community, I'm worried about my rights. And quite honestly, there is so much that we are not aware of that is not just happening nationally, but it's happening locally in our state houses. For example, just in Ohio, we passed recent legislation that, again, targets the LGBTQIA community, specifically our trans community. But when you go after one part of the LGBTQIA community, you go after all of us. It's like one of the phrases where you say, I forget who exactly said this, and I'm going to butcher it, but the person was like, this group got attacked and I didn't stand up. This group got attacked, I didn't stand up. And then when I got attacked, no one stood up for me. And so I've always took that for heart. I've always wanted to do what I can to just be the best person that I can be. Not for my personal clout, not to claim I'm holier than thou, but it's the right thing to do, right? Like, there is so much lack of empathy and compassion in this world. And in some ways, that's rightfully so. A lot of people have felt abandoned by the people who are supposed to take care of them. And as such, there is so much distrust, there is so much uncertainty about where we are going that it is very, very important that we all just start coming together and working on solutions, right? I don't care whatever label you put on yourself. If you want to call yourself a Democrat, okay. If you want to call yourself a Republican, MAGA, totally different thing, totally different whatever. We all have these fundamental issues that we are dealing with. We're dealing with high cost of living. We are dealing with record inflation. We are dealing with high grocery prices. And we are dealing with so much crap that we all, in the 99% of us, are all hurting right now. And we see that when we have a lot of people who are calling out and like discussing what is happening nationally, especially with what happened to one of the CEOs that passed away recently. Now, I won't get into all of that, not just for TikTok and not just on this platform. Y'all should look into it yourself. But what is important to me is that really spoke to a lot of underlying issues. Like, we have so many issues with our healthcare. We have so many issues with our quality of living. We have so many issues in trying to deal with these higher costs. And people in C-suite executives, people who have so much power and influence over this country and over the world, they, in so doing, are ruining this quality of living for the rest of us. We are in the 99%. In fact, I don't think most people realize this. We who are supposedly in middle-income America, we are so much closer to being in poverty than we ever will be to becoming millionaires or billionaires. And the few people that are millionaires or whatnot, they don't nearly have as much influence as billionaires, but they are contributing to a system that further only benefits themselves rather than helping the entirety of the human condition. And I'm seeing right now, especially in the state of Ohio, where our legislators are trying to pass these wage increases for themselves. Like, how awful is that when we have so many people, especially in Ohio, who are hurting? We have so many people in poverty. We have a lot of investment that needs to be done. And our legislators are trying to give themselves pay raises. Like, how does that make sense? I really don't understand how, especially in this time period when we are dealing with so many fundamental problems, some people feel a need to enrich themselves and in so doing at the expense of others. Right now in Ohio, there are so many bills that need to watch. We are currently in lame duck session. We are trying to do what we can, at least in the statewide sense, ruin the quality of living for the rest of Ohioans. And I'm saying this as a frustrated Ohioan because we have a supermajority far-right Republican government that currently controls the Ohio House, the Ohio Senate, our executive branch, and our Supreme Court. Now, thankfully, after this election, we broke the supermajority in the Ohio House by two votes. And so, in so doing, while that will help us during the next term, when the next term starts in the coming year, that doesn't do nearly as much to counter the awful conservative politics that are coming through our state house. Like, they're trying to continue fracking in our public parks. They're trying to continue lowering regulations on the standards of environmental issues and healthcare issues. There's so much happening that we need to be aware of and to discuss and be a part of. Some of the organizations out there that are doing the work include, but not limited to, Ohio Citizen Action, Honesty for Ohio Education, Ohioans Against Extremism. There are so many great groups out there that if they united and fully came together to share resources, to really say, okay, this legislation's coming down, we should be out there in the streets, we should be protesting, we should do everything that we can to make our voices heard. Now, it's one thing to do that for a piece of legislation, but it's a whole other thing to do that for a cause, a movement, a means for many Ohioans to be heard. So, whether you're in Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, Toledo, or if you're in small town Ohio, you are still dealing with these quality of living issues. It doesn't matter where you live in Ohio, because we all here are suffering from poor regulation or deregulation, even more regulation in some instances, especially when it comes to reproductive health care, when it comes to other issues that recently got passed by voters. I really can't even begin to describe it, how many issues that we are fundamentally facing. One of the reasons, especially for coming on today, is because this is in the tail end of the lame duck session in Ohio. And so for those of you who don't know, lame duck session means that it is right after the election, right before the next government comes in. And in so doing, the committees, the members of our House and Senate work together to just pile whatever into one giant bill, historically speaking anyway, and try to get that past the finish line. Now, quite honestly, I've been trying to follow up as best as I can with what is going on. I've been involved in like some chats. There have been great discussions, great updates as to what's going on for people who are actively at the State House right now. Some of the committees are still in session. Some went to recess. A meeting was rescheduled for tomorrow. I'll have to follow up with you on that for exactly what those committees are, because I don't remember off the top of my head. One of the biggest things that we need to have done right now in Ohio is working on the quality of living issues that we have. And unfortunately, those actions are not being taken on by our state house. So for example, there is a huge issue with property taxes and some Ohioans and how immense those increases have come, especially when housing and homes themselves increase in value. So generally speaking, it's great when someone's home increases in value. But it's not great in this case because the property taxes for many homeowners, especially those who are the most vulnerable, are subject to substantially increased costs. No, that's something that does need to be dealt with. I have no idea if that's going to be addressed. It's probably not going to be addressed this term, but it's probably going to be worked on sometime soon. Now, I'm looking at some of the other points of... just some of the other things that need to be discussed and talked about. But quite honestly, one of the other things I wanted to come up here, especially today, was just to express my frustration. I'm frustrated with the fact that there is so much that needs to be done. There's so much work that needs to be done in coalition building and building a mutual aid network and getting people united together. And it's something I'm really passionate about, because it's one thing to have so many organizations working in conjunction with each other. It's so important for people to unite in these organizations, to come together and really work on these issues head on. Now, unfortunately, this past election further cemented far-right Republican control in our state house, especially our Supreme Court. Ohio's Supreme Court was 4-3 Republican-Democrat, and now it's 6-1 Republican-Democrat. Now, that's going to be a huge problem for when people are trying to get further ballot measures passed. In fact, our Attorney General, there's a law, or like it's either about to be passed that enables the Attorney General to determine if a ballot issue has merit solely based on the title. And if the Attorney General deems that the title does not fit or say exactly what the ballot issue is going to do, then he's going to say you got to go back and change it, which is a huge problem because you have tens of thousands of people who volunteer and spend their time collecting signatures, who work to get the means of advocacy out and going door to door and say, hey, please sign the citizen-led ballot initiative. This is how we Ohioans are able to make the most change to benefit ourselves right now. Historically, the Secretary of State, which is Frank LaRose right now, has not been favorable to any of the ballot initiatives that have come up. And in fact, Secretary of State Frank LaRose has tried to inhibit all of the ballot measures that have come up, especially inhibit the ballot initiative process itself. So when you want to talk about corruption, Ohio and... now, I've heard this. I have not double-checked on this, but... there's a lot of corruption that happens in our state house. I know this because I've seen it from some of our individual state legislators, especially when it comes to House Bill 6 and the amount of corruption that went through in that energy crisis. I say it is a crisis because we taxpayers are still bailing out energy companies, and in so doing, that only drives further costs for homeowners and people who are trying to live here. And usually those costs are passed on to renters as well as landlords work on trying to make their own ends meet. Now, don't get me wrong, I have a huge issue with landlords dramatically increasing renting costs. You know, it's one thing to raise a rent like a few extra dollars. It's another thing to increase it by like $200. Most families or some families that I see in Cincinnati can only afford to have payment go to their rent or to food. Some families are not able to accommodate for both. And that goes back to the crisis in our quality of living that I mentioned earlier. We have so many issues in dealing with that. Not most families, but a good amount of families are one financial crisis away from disaster and ruin. And as I think about that, as an Ohioan and as someone who cares passionately, I feel like that's a huge failure on policy. Is a huge failure of our leaders who could have done something about this for decades. Like when I think back to FDR and the means of getting out of the Great Depression, we had so much unity in fighting for causes that actively benefited people. Social Security, minimum wage, better labor regulation and protection for workers. That is something that I feel very strongly that we need to get back to. I feel very strongly and passionate that we need to make sure we have the best damn quality of living for people. If we want to claim that we're the best country in the world, we should and do have the means to accommodate for everyone, all workers, our people, to have at least a decent living condition. One of the things that most horrifies me is that we see all of these big businesses and whatnot doing everything they can to extract more and more from workers, and workers receiving less and less, especially when you work on inflation. One of the things that I'm very excited about and very happy about is that more people have started to unionize, to come together. In fact, I think that there has been a Starbucks union that decided, that voted on striking. I think that there's another union with Amazon somewhere that decided to strike. The voting was on December 15th. So I'll have to follow up on that because I want to know who helped to organize that and how I can help support it. In Cincinnati, there are a lot of groups out there that are trying to unite the working class to actively say, hey, enough is enough. I am so thankful that that's happening, and I know that that's happening in other cities. And especially with TikTok being banned relatively soon, we have to come together as much as we can and develop these relationships as best we can to get everything ready to go for when, if and whenever, some terrible legislation comes up. Now, I'm so worried that there's going to be a lot of pushback against the labor protections, against the minimum wage, against better working conditions, because companies, especially major corporations, want to put all of their value in as much profit as they can get, whether that be for their stocks, whether that be for their C-suites and their insane amounts of money they get for their bonuses. And something that also should frustrate everyone here, especially for those who voted for Donald Trump, the wealthiest person on earth, Elon Musk, essentially doubled his wealth. He got $200 billion out of this election. So that covers not just his buyout of Twitter, but it covers unnecessarily and greedily amounts of wealth. There's hardly going to be anyone on this earth that is going to be able to receive any amount of that wealth. Now, I don't know necessarily about wealth redistribution, but I know that the rich have not been paying their fair share of taxes since the 1960s. And with the amount of deregulation that's come up and the amount of stock buybacks and all of these ways for people at the very top to get out of paying taxes, I find it so hypocritical when so much of the focus and blame is on people who are in the lower socioeconomic level not paying their fair share, even though we are the ones who are actively contributing to this system, that we are actively making sure all of the goods run on time, we have stuff in our grocery stores. One of the very exciting things that I'm very happy to share is that Kroger and Albertson, their merger failed. Which is so super exciting, because if that merger went through, grocery prices would have gone up and there would have been a shuttering of other grocery store locations. So that way there would just be a few grocery stores all around, which makes it harder for families to get to. Thank God that merge did not go through, which is amazing to see, because so in Cincinnati, the headquarters of Kroger's is here. And as such, I would have been so ashamed of to have Kroger here if that merger went through. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still ashamed of Kroger. How they treat their workers is terrible. But at the very least, we did not get that merger, which is absolutely phenomenal. Now, there's going to be more attempts at major companies coming together Now, I have no idea what Trump's union or labor policies are going to work, because his policies have worked against labor, but he's nominated someone that's in favor of labor protections. I need to double check on who that person is, but I don't remember off the top of my head. Now, I don't know what it's like in other people's states. I know that a lot of people, especially in Florida, are hurting by the far-right reactionary policies that DeSantis and other members of his government have enacted. I know a lot of harm's been coming up Oklahoma way. Good Lord. One of the other big things that we are seeing right now is attack on public schools and public education. In Ohio, in many other states, they are working on laws that can take students out of public school during the day to go to religious private institution on the basis of freedom of religion. These people and these organizations, based on the legislation that we have, they are not vetted. They are not up to any sort of standards that public schools have as far as facility-wise. We have no idea if the people who are at these locations are safe. We have no idea if they're actively educating children. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. Now, don't get me wrong. If a parent wants to take their kid to a private school, go for it. If that private school happens to be a religious institution, fine. But you're already taking our tax money out of the public education system in the form of vouchers, which those 90% of the vouchers have gone to the top 1% in this state to help subsidize their costs for their children. And I really don't understand that, because when these policies continue to go into effect, and if there is going to be continued investment in private schools, you're going to see many places, especially in rural Ohio, their public schools shutter. So where are their students supposed to go if the parents do not want to send them to a private school, especially a private religious school? What are they going to do? One of the biggest things that I see needing to be done is working on actively trying to stop this insanity. Ohio is home to, unfortunately, a lot of far-right groups. I'm not going to say their names because I don't want to give them legitimacy any more than they have, but they do exist. They're having people walking around in Columbus with hateful flags from a certain period of Germany, if you know what I mean. And in so doing, they were happily marched around, did their awful thing, and I really wish that there was a time in my lifetime that I could have seen someone be held accountable for waving that stuff around. But under the guise of freedom of speech or whatnot, people are allowed to promote awful, hateful, and intolerant ideologies. And that also goes back to the education system, which also goes back into the legislation that's trying to get passed to affect the education system. There's a lot at stake happening. My dog, Laika, really thinks so as well. I want to wrap up here by saying a few things. It's so important for us all to come together, but we also need to come together with a united front, with a united message of how we're going to better the human condition and how we're going to make sure that we, as people, can come together and say enough is enough. Because I'm tired of corporations controlling everything. I'm tired of our government not listening to us. And I'm tired of seeing our quality of living diminish seemingly year after year without enough action being done about it. So I'm so thankful that some people are taking a stand and rising up, and I am going to do whatever I can to stand in solidarity and as well as in my corner of the world. My name is Jack Cunningham. I'm just an Ohioan. Thank you for listening to episode 3. I hope you have a great day wherever you're at. Please take care and stay safe.